Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 17, 2025, through Friday, February 21st, 2025. Monday, February 17, 2025. New Jersey resident and business owner admits $3,400,000 tax evasion. Jose Camilo Perez Jr. pleaded guilty to an information charging him with one count of tax evasion. According to court documents filed in this case and statements made in court, Perez controlled a company that digitized medical records for hospitals and other healthcare entities. From 2016 through 2023, the business received more than $8 million for services it performed. Perez attempted to evade the assessment of federal income taxes by cashing checks payable to the business at a check-cashing business rather than depositing those checks into the business's bank account or his personal bank account and then use the cash for personal expenses and to pay payroll. From 2016 through 2023, Perez did not report any of the income he received from the business to the IRS. As a result, Perez evaded income taxes of more than $3,400,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, February 18, 2025. American Express agrees to pay more than $138 million to resolve wire fraud investigation and connection with the sales and marketing of wire products. American Express Company, Amex, has entered into a non-prosecution agreement, NPA, with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York, the office, and has agreed to pay more than $138 million for engaging in sales practices that provided inaccurate tax advice to customers and potential customers of Amex for two wire products, payroll rewards, and premium wire, PRPW. Under the terms of the MPA, Amex agreed to pay a criminal fine of $77,696,000 and forfeit a total of $60,700,000. The NPA requires Amex to continue to cooperate with and provide information to the office for at least the 36-month term of the agreement. In the event that Amex violates the NPA, the office may prosecute Amex for any of the conduct that gave rise to the MPA and any newly discovered criminal activity. Separately, Amex has entered a civil settlement with the Department of Justice's Civil Division, Fraud Section, Civil Frauds, related to the tax avoidance scheme, for which Amex has agreed to pay a $60,700,000 civil penalty. The Office of Civil Frauds have each agreed to credit approximately $30,350,000 of the forfeiture amount and civil fine to their respective resolutions. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, February 19, 2025. Crypto Godfather and LASPD detective agree to plead guilty to violating civil rights of business rivals and tax crimes. Adam Izza, a.k.a. The Godfather, and a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASPD, deputy, have agreed to plead guilty to federal criminal charges, including for their roles in a conspiracy that targeted multiple victims in Los Angeles, violating their civil rights via intimidation, extortion, illegal search warrants, and other abuses of police power. Izza was charged in a three-count superseding information that charges him with conspiracy against rights, wire fraud, and tax evasion. Eric Chase Saverda, an LASPD deputy and former federal task force officer, was charged with conspiracy against rights and subscribing to a false tax return. According to their plea agreements, Izza hired off-duty LASPD deputies to act as his personal enforcers against his enemies. As part of the conspiracy to violate civil rights, Izza would have the deputies assist him in carrying out extortion, intimidation, setting people up for arrest, and abuse of legal process. One of the deputies Issa employed was Saavedra, who was assigned to LSPD's Operation Safe Streets Bureau and served as a federal task force officer assigned to the United States Marshal Service's Pacific Southwest Regional Fugitive Task Force. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Pennsylvania investment advisor charged with misappropriating more than $17 million from clients through two long-running fraud schemes. Scott Mason was charged by criminal information with wire fraud, securities fraud, investment advisor fraud, and filing false tax returns arising from two alleged fraudulent schemes that Mason, through his investment advisory firm, Rubicon Wealth Management, LLC, orchestrated to divert millions of dollars in client funds in order to finance his lavish lifestyle. The information alleges that between 2016 and 2024, Mason, who had a fiduciary duty to make investment decisions in his client's best interest, transferred more than $17 million from 13 Rubicon clients to an entity that he owned and controlled, and ultimately used that money to finance his personal expenditures, including international travel, country club membership dues, credit card bill payments, and the purchase of an ownership stake in Jersey Shore-based miniature golf course. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent, unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, February 21st, 2025. Canadian man charged in $65 million cryptocurrency hacking schemes. Andine Mejahovic, a Canadian national, was charged in a five-count criminal indictment with exploiting vulnerabilities in two decentralized finance protocols to fraudulently obtain about $65 million from the protocol's investors. According to court documents from 2021 to 2023, Andine Mejahovic, 22, allegedly exploited vulnerabilities in the automated smart contracts used by the KyberSwap and Index Finance decentralized finance protocols. Mejahovic borrowed hundreds of millions of dollars in digital tokens, which he used to engage in deceptive trading that he knew would cause the protocol's smart contracts to falsely calculate key variables. Through his deceptive trades, Mejahovic was able to, and ultimately did, withdraw millions of dollars of investors' funds from the protocols at artificial prices, rendering the victims' investments essentially worthless. Mejahovic also allegedly laundered the proceeds of his fraudulent schemes through a series of transactions designed to conceal the source of the ownership of the funds, including through swap transactions, bridging transactions, and the use of a digital assets mixer. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbley, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.